Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The right person in the right job. Here is a trustworthy saying: if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. 1 Timothy 3:1. Prospective employers often seem more concerned with outward achievement than with inward character. In the business world, quality of life often takes a backseat to accomplishments. Not so in the family of God. There, what you are counts for more than what you have achieved. The work of the ministry demands more than good businessmen, good civic leaders, and good politicians. It demands good people. Patrick Fairbairn discusses the importance of good character in the selection of godly leaders in the church. Walk with Patrick Fairbairn, a Scottish preacher and educator in the 1800s. The apostle's list of qualifications is predominantly moral and consists of attributes of character rather than gifts and endowments of mind. The latter are included only as they might be required to form clear perceptions of truth and duty, to distinguish between things that differ, and in difficult or perplexing circumstances to discern the right and know how to maintain and vindicate it. Yet it is the characteristics which go to constitute the living, practical Christian, the man or woman of God, that are brought into view. And whatever the church finds necessary to add to the number, in order to render her leaders fit for the varied work and service to which they are called, the grand moral characteristics specified here must still be regarded as the primary and more essential elements in the qualifications of a true spiritual overseer. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 3.
1 Timothy 3. Here is a trustworthy saying: whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. In the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there's nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be faithful to his wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. Although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that, if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
Father, as I seek to minister to others in your name, make me conscious that serving you is more than doing the right things. It is being the right person, your Christ-like child. Build into my life those qualities that make serving you not simply a job, but rather a lifestyle. In the name of him whose hands and heart were never in conflict, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.